Okay, I'm joined by Dr. James Malone, a senior lecturer in coaching science, a sports scientist who's previously worked at, unfortunately for him, Everton Football Club, but fortunately for him, Liverpool Football Club as well. Also worked with a number of other clubs internationally, locally, all kinds. He knows what he's about, this man. The reason we've got you on, James, obviously, is Liverpool's problems with injuries this season. And the fact now that as we're starting to come to the end of the season, I mean, we've still got hopes that we can save this one, of course, and we're still in the Champions League and top four to aim for. But some people, understandably, are starting to look to next season and say things like, well, we'll be all right when we get Virgil back, and we'll be all right when we get Joe Gomez back and Matip back. To kick this chat off, I just wanted to talk about that first, about should we sort of, I know it's almost, we won't, but should we try and temper our expectations a little bit about players coming back from long-term injuries and expecting them to reach their previous levels?
Yeah, that's a very good question, really. I saw something this morning, actually, from, I think, a Dutch surgeon saying to basically warn us against Virgil coming back so early, and obviously with the Euros on the horizon as well. So, yeah, I think the temptation's always there, isn't it, to put them back in. You know, we've got 9 games left in the league campaign, so you know, it's kind of where you're at that point, isn't it? You know, if you're a coach and you see that, you know, Champions League's on the line, you want your main fella back in there. Sometimes a coach might be tempted to go that and put them back in there. But what we know from particularly ACL injuries and the tendon injury that Joe Gomez has had is, you know, it's a long-term injury. The level that they come back at, especially initially, is never the same. And the research backs that as well. So I think, from a sort, you know, sports science perspective, it's certainly more of a cautious approach. But as we know in football, results matter, and sometimes that can take the thing out of our hands, basically.